I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. There's a question that rabbis get all too often, 15 minutes, a half hour before Shabbos, someone calls out that they're stuck in traffic, and it doesn't seem that they'll be able to make it home before Shabbos. What should they do? Now, the truth is this is very unfortunate, and should never have to be asked. People should always take into account the unexpected, and plan accordingly to make sure that they'll have enough time to get home before Shabbos. But the truth is, in today's daf, Shabbos daf Kufnun Gimel, the new parak started today, starts off Misha Hichshich Baderech. We find already from the times of the Mishnah there was such a scenario that someone got stuck on the road before the onset of Shabbos, and he wouldn't be able to make it back home before Shabbos. And current events, we've learned one thing: you can never account for all the unexpected. Things can always happen. You would never have anticipated, and therefore it does happen every so often. Someone calls up, they're stuck in a highway, they don't think they'll be able to make it home for Shabbos. What should they do? So each case has specific considerations, is a unique scenario, and has to be judged independently. But in general terms, if someone's in a city, if someone's in a populated area which there wouldn't be any concern of tchumen, then what is typically suggested is that the individual parks his car in an area which he'd feel comfortable leaving the car over Shabbos, and get a taxi or an Uber driver in order to take him home. Now, once he gets to his destination after Shkia, he wouldn't be able to open the door. The taxi driver would have to open the door for him. And any mukta items, as our Mishnah teaches us in today's daf as well, the non-Jew should move for you. But even this idea of taking a taxi, taking an Uber from before Shabbos that's going to drive into Shabbos is not so simple. Because telling a taxi driver to drive is amir la'akum. You're telling a non-Jew to do a malacha for you, and driving a car is very possibly a malacha da'oraisa. And therefore, there are some poskim that say that this would only be permissible to tell a non-Jew to drive for you, to tell the taxi to drive for you, if you're certain that you're going to reach your destination, albeit after sunset, after Shkia, but before Tzeisa Kochavim, before nightfall, during the period of Bein Hashmashos. Then we would permit Amir La'akam B'makom Mitzvah, and the situations of Mitzvah and getting home for Shabbos would certainly be considered a Dvar Mitzvah that would allow you to tell a non-Jew to do Malacha for you during the period of Bein Hashmashos. However, if you're not going to get to your destination until after Tzeisa Kochavim, there are some poskim, as I said, that said you wouldn't be allowed to tell a taxi driver to drive you there, and therefore you'd have to direct your taxi driver to take you to a safe place, a safe location, presumably a hotel or something of the sort, or the closest Jewish community, to allow you to spend Shabbos. However, there are others that argue, and based on reasoning beyond the scope of our discussion, really specific into the discussion of Amir La'akum, they say, based on a shita of the Rav Yah, that it will be permissible under such circumstances even to allow the taxi driver to take you home, even after Tzeisa Kochavim. And as I started off, you should try as much as you can to try to plan in advance, avoid such situations. But if you're ever stuck, obviously each case is different, and a rabbi should certainly be consulted.